And there was another moment in the final 16, the knockout stages between USA and Belgium on the 1st of July. You know, there was the two opposition managers, again, Klinsmann and the Belgian manager, Mark Wilmots, behaving like old friends. Before the game, they embraced each other and talked. At halftime, they talked again. And at final, when the game was over, the battle was over, they hugged each other and looked each other in the eyes and had a great chat. You know, it's wonderful to see.
There's been many examples of that because, and maybe it's something we should all learn, that actually this is the pinnacle of the sport, it's the World Cup, and yet there's been great examples of people actually just saying, well, it's a game, we won, or you won, we lost. That's, you know, you even see, I've seen many more pictures of fans mingling as well, which is another example where there's been less, yeah. not so much trouble.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's great to see the fans. In fact, there doesn't seem to be any segregation there at all. I've only had one World Cup, Ireland 1994 in the USA. But what struck me was the brotherhood of sport. You know, it's amazing. The brotherhood of football. You know, the fans are there to have a great time. And, you know, as I say, once the game is over, the black king and the white pawn go back in the same box. You know. Anyways, quarterfinals. 4th of July, Independence Day, Colombia, Brazil. And when Brazil actually knocked Colombia out, the World Cup revelation, Rodriguez, as we mentioned him, was in tears, losing 2-1 to Brazil. And Brazil's David Luiz saw him and went over to console him, swap shirts, and then put his arm around the young Rodriguez and kind of escorted him off the pitch. But whilst doing so, he turned towards the fans and he waved his arms to get them to applaud young Rodriguez as Rodriguez slowly walked down the tunnel towards the end of his current World Cup dream. But it was a nice moment, respect from opposition. And then another moment during the intensity of a World Cup semi-finals between Argentina and Holland last Wednesday, there was a great moment of respect there, and a really intense moment in the dying moments of what some would say was a dull game, but it really was a paranoid game. Everybody was afraid to make a mistake because they both knew one mistake, bang, it was over. So it was that kind of a game of chess, really. And they... yeah, it was that kind of game of chess where in the dying moments... On the 85th minute, with the score delicately balanced at nil all, and the both knowing one mistake, one error, or one stroke of genius would kind of accelerate you into the final of the World Cup. And what happens? But the Dutch destroyer, Arjen Robben, the flying winger stroke roaming striker, was tackled by the big Argentinian defender. I know you're a fan of,
De Michelis
brought off a fantastic tackle right on his own line. You know, it could have been a penalty, but it was a perfect tackle. Yeah. And what was interesting with me, at that moment in that intense kind of battle, both players stood up, dusted themselves down, looked at each other, and stuck out their hands instantaneously and shook hands and played on.
Yeah.
You know, in such a big game, a magical little moment.
Yeah, there has been, I think, a number of elements where you can see actually respect, people applauding each other, fans applauding, but players shaking hands, saying well done to opposition players. And again, that's very positive to see because it's recognising someone else's great play, isn't it?
It's recognising someone else's great play. And you can get pleasure and enjoyment from, like, Liverpool fans are known to applaud the opposition if they play good football. That's what you want to see, you know, is people appreciating great stuff. And in fact, fair play to the Brazilian fans. Although they suffered their greatest humiliation ever in the history of Brazilian football, the 7-1 thrashing by Germany, the fans were fantastic. I read this piece in a German newspaper which said that in one of the large fan tents where they would show the games on these big screens, you know, with the sofas and all the rest of it, and with halftime score, the shock score of Brazil 0, Germany 5. It's still a strange, isn't it, to hear it? Halftime score. The German broadcaster, Deutsche Welle, reported, and I quote, that the DJ started playing an upbeat pop song at halftime. And the journalist said, I was sure it would fall on deaf ears. But instead, almost everyone in the crowd started dancing. You know, it kind of reminds me of Samuel Beckett, who once said, a bit of a naughty phrase this, but I'll substitute a phrase. When you're in the doo-doo up to your neck, there's nothing left to do but sing.
Yeah.
And I guess the Brazilians thought nothing else to do but dance. And meanwhile, inside the stadium in the second half, some of the Brazilian fans started shouting, Olé! Yeah. You know, as the Germans pinged perfect passes around the park. I mean, they were fantastic, the Germans, you have to say. And that reminded me of a magical moment in the 1966 World Cup, described no less than by Bobby Charlton's late mother, Cissy Charlton, on a BBC radio interview, which is actually on the greatsportsmanship.org website. If you put in Cissy Charlton, you'll find this radio interview that she did. But she said that she described the reaction from the Portuguese. This is the quarterfinals, 1966, yeah. Portugal-England. The Portuguese fans sitting near her, when her son Bobby scored his second goal, the fans turned around, looked at her and started applauding to her. And when she looked at the pitch, she saw several Portuguese players sticking their hand out and shaking hands with Bobby Charlton after scoring. And you know, it was a 2-1 final score, so it was a close game. So amazing stuff to see that coming back. And she said at the time, player, they don't do that anymore. Well, Cissy, God rest you, I'm pleased to report to you that actually the Brazilian fans did it. They cheered the German team because they were playing great football. Incidentally, by the way, Bobby Charlton is out there in the anti-landmine campaign, working with the Laureus Sport Foundation in the anti-landmine campaign. So, you know, almost 50 years after he won his medal,
still,
he's still a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's saving lives, saving kids from losing limbs and all that sort of thing. Fair play to him.
Especially when, you know, what he saw happen with his teammates in Munich.
In Munich.
You know, what he, you know, he himself, you know, obviously suffered injuries. So, I mean, it's, you know, he knows devastating impact of a serious accident or something that's caused.
Absolutely right, yeah, he's felt the pain and he's seen it, legs torn apart and so on and so forth.